This is Twit.
Leo Laporte, the tech guy. It must be tech guy time. Doug on the line from North Carolina. Hello, Doug. Leo Laporte here.
Hey, good to speak with you.
Good to speak with you, Doug.
So, speaking of things made in China, TikTok and issues with privacy and security. So I'm a Linux guy. I put Linux on everything. There's this show I've been looking at called Deepin Linux, D-E-E-P-I-N.
Yep. Very familiar with it.
I'm just curious what your thoughts on it are. I know most open source software is pretty safe and secure to use.
It wouldn't be my first choice because it's from China.
Wuhan, China, to boot. So I'm curious how open source and safe and secure a Chinese distro could be.
Well, it's probably fine, you know, because it is open source. I don't think there's any proprietary or binary blobs in there you can't examine. And I'm presuming people are examining it. It's just that there are so many Linux distributions, why not use what I really prefer in general. I honestly don't use Ubuntu for kind of the same reason. It's created by a company, Canonical. Right. And in the past, Ubuntu has put in things like, well, for a while, I think maybe even still today, there's an Amazon bookmark in there, which theoretically connects back to Amazon. They had, for a while, they sold something called Ubuntu One, which definitely connected back to Ubuntu. So I like to stay away from proprietary bits or bits that phone home. So I prefer, when I use Linux, to use community distros of Linux. That is, distributions of Linux that are created by the user community. They seem less likely to have those kinds of surveillance bits in there. I think you're right. I think if you saw something in Deepin that you really wanted, you know, you just thought it was the most beautiful thing ever. But that's one of the things about Linux is, you know, you can make almost any Linux look like almost any other Linux. It's mostly a desktop environment and so forth.
Oh yeah.
So
look like Mac OS.
Yeah, if you want to do that, use Elementary. So there's lots of ways to do that. I prefer Debian and Arch and, you know, Ubuntu's based on Debian, but I would stay away from the Ubuntu derivative just because I think that Canonical, and I don't think there's anything wrong with them. Mark Shuttleworth, the founder, and Canonical, I think are great, and they really did a lot to popularize Linux. But it's based on Debian. You get all the benefits of Debian. I don't think they've added anything that you need. Arch is a little hard to do because you build your own. But it's a rolling distro, which I personally like, which means it's constantly updated. The problem with long-term service versions of Debian and Ubuntu and other is that you won't always have the latest version of, say, Firefox or whatever tools you're using.
Right.
I always want the latest. And there's a risk inherent. You might have a problem with the latest. But that's why I use an Arch derivative called Manjaro, which is an easy-to-install Arch, basically.
I love Manjaro.
That's my favorite. Yeah.
I've also been using Arch Linux a little bit. I was concerned because there's a lot of noise pollution on the internet, different perspectives on it. You know, everybody's saying a lot of different, have a lot of different points of views as far as Deepin goes. I've got it on my wife's laptop because it's something easy for her to use since she's not used to using a continuous Linux-based distro. I use Arch Linux as well. But yeah, I think Manjaro is one of the best distros. But if there being a lot of noise pollution
for your wife, it might not be the best choice because it's a rolling update, and so it might, you know, you have to be a little careful with Manjaro and other Arch distros because Manjaro is better than Arch because they hold on to these things before they update them. But there's always a chance you're going to get an update that gives you problems, and then you need to have some skills to fix it.
That's one reason I set her up with Deepin Linux for because it's easy to use. It's no-brainer, and it helps her get a lot of things done that she wants to. And then I just stick with between Manjaro and Arch until she's used to using something a little bit more advanced.
I think that's fine. There's another one that is Ubuntu-based but is a little cleaner from System76, which is a company that makes
OS.
Yeah, Pop! OS. They make Linux laptops. I think Pop! OS, if I were setting up a computer for a novice, I'd probably set up Pop! OS with GNOME. It's rock solid. They've done a great job. There are none of those little bits of Ubuntu in there anymore that, you know, phone home. I think they've done a great job. But you're right. Deepin's beautiful. It's very much like Mac OS. And I've never heard of any problem. You know, this is tough because there are certainly issues with China. Honestly, there are issues with many nations, including the U.S., spying on other people. That's what we do, too. So I understand people are concerned. On the other hand, some of the best software and hardware designers in the world are Chinese. And just as some of the best software designers in the world are Russian. So if it's open source, I think you're a little bit better off because other people are looking at the code. It's hard to hide a backdoor in an open source product, right?
Right.
So I think you're probably okay with Deepin. It seems a shame to me to just, and I don't think it's tenable in the modern world to just say, they're Chinese, forget it. Anything Chinese, I don't want it. I don't think that's going to work. You're going to have to give up your iPhone. You're going to have to give up a lot of, you know, your computers. Your Lenovo is a Chinese company. You're going to be giving up a lot of stuff. And I don't think there's a good reason to do it. I really don't.
No. Well, and I can't justify not using, not having my laptop with Deepin if I'm also trying something like a Rosa Linux that's made out of Russia and France.
Exactly. Exactly. I think because it's open source, you're probably okay. You know, it's an interesting question, and I don't think there's a definite yes or no. It makes me really nervous when I see our government ban things just because it's Chinese. I think...
Well, Huawei's a great example of that.
Yeah. Huawei, I understand a little more because if you said, look, we don't want any network infrastructure from Huawei, I would say, I understand. I think that's probably a good idea. Your 5G probably shouldn't be based on Huawei. But we also ban Huawei phones. And
right.
I don't think there's any problem with a Huawei phone, certainly no more than an iPhone or any other phone. So this is the problem, is if you say it's Chinese, it's bad. Well, I'm not sure I can agree with that. We got to live in the world with them. We got to figure it out, you know. And I think a lot of this, sad to say, is political. That's the real problem. It's not technical. It's political. This needs to be done by technical people because it's politics because we're in a trade war with China. The White House says, look over there. Don't look at Russia. There's a whole thing going on, and it doesn't convince me of the righteousness of what's going on. And I feel like that's unfortunate. There are so many talented, creative American people doing amazing things on TikTok. And unless you can point to something really bad it's doing, I think you block it at your peril. I think that's a mistake. It's more harm than good.
Well, I'm looking at it like this. If you're concerned about things made in China, 90% of what you're seeing...
good luck.
Even Android phones are made in China. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Good luck.
That means no more than coffee because your coffee maker is
right.
made out of
good
China.
Freaking luck, yeah.
And everything's online anymore. It's and I don't, light bulbs.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea to try to bring manufacturing home to America, but that's... It's never going to happen that we take it all back. That's not going to happen. We don't want to build a wall around America. We have to live in the world. The best thing to do would be to have trade with other countries is the best way to break down those barriers. You're not going to have a war with a country that you rely on for trade. It's just not going to happen.
Open, honest, and fair trade. I think we live in the greatest country on the planet because of the things that we enjoy. But at the same time, we got to work with these other countries.
And precisely.
While ourselves often say, oh, that's made in China. Like I said, I can't justify not using, not having my wife set up with a Deepin Linux distro because it's made out of China. And I'm also trying out Rosa, which is made with people from France and Russia. And I think Linux is a great uniter. You get people from all over the world working on these great distros.
Bingo. Right on. I think that's exactly right. And it's not unpatriotic. We love America. We're not saying we don't love America. It's just we live in the world. And, you know, the problems that we are facing in the world have to be solved in the world. You can't have a one-nation solution to COVID-19. The whole world has to solve it.
I think if you have a fair exchange of business practices and ideas, it'd be nice to see manufacturing come back home. We need that. But I think if you have a good, fair exchange of business practices and products going on throughout the world, let the companies try and break down those walls, those barriers. And I think we're going to see a lot more success with businesses and companies and open source distros like this.
I agree.
Than we would with government.
That's how you open the doors to, you know, relations with these countries. You know, if we become partners with them, they can't be enemies. They want a strong United States. Because we're a big market for them. They want our soybeans. We want their electronics. It works. Well, and then you can sit down at the table and say, hey, don't steal our intellectual property. Then you have, otherwise, you have no leverage to sit down with them.
Well, I have an old Lenovo T500 laptop that everybody's touched.
I love my Lenovos. I'm never giving up my Lenovos. These are the best laptops
made. Running on it.
Right.
And it's not made to handle more than 8 gigs of memory. So
it's
I have 6 gigs in it.
It's perfect.
Even with 6 gigs, Deep End runs like a top. It runs better than some of the Linux distros out there.
I'm going to have to give it a try now. You convinced me.
Years now. Yeah.